Glenn Gerard Rudkin, 1941-2023. Glenn's physical body passed away early in the morning of Saturday, November 18, 2023. The essence of who Glenn was left us many years ago as dementia on the Alzheimer's spectrum ravished his brain, taking away his personality, his great intellect, his ability to repair or create just about anything, his hunting and fishing skills, his great sense of service to his community and his love of his family who have already mourned his loss many times over during the last difficult years. Due to being 3 weeks premature, Glenn was one of a very few people to actually be born in Woodfibre, B.C. He was the son of Nancy and Gerard Rudkin, husband to Barbara for over 60 years, father of Seanine, Siobhan and Brian, grandpa-dad to Isabella, Kira and Rory. Throughout his lifetime, Glenn wore many hats, most notably, Queen Scout of Canada, member of Squamish Search and Rescue, then, as a 14-year auxiliary RCMP officer, a 37-year member Squamish Fire Department, president of the Squamish Senior Society, first-class steam engineer. He loved to hunt for cholesterol and hormone-free red meat for his family and fish. Fishing was his idea of heaven on earth, and he envisioned fishing in heaven when his time came. With his family, he loved to travel, and in their later years together, he and Barbara cruised to many parts of the world. He is known near and far for his great stories, long and detailed but highly interesting whether you wanted to hear them or not, but most did. He has been missed as a vibrant and integral part of his family and world at large for many years, and so because to what dementia finally reduced him, in addition to his loss, there is also a feeling of relief and we are glad that he did not seem to know how diminished he had become. May he rest in peace and finally have eternal rest. The staff of the old section of Hilltop House, the A-Team, will forever be in our hearts for the exemplary, kind and loving care they gave to Glenn during his adult daycare and respite days and especially his 16-month residency. May God bless them and keep them in the palm of his hand. A celebration of life ceremony and reception will be held in the spring of 2024. Date, time and location to be announced.